Okay. On Real Ghost Stories Online, did the negative and depressed emotions of an individual conjure or create a dark entity?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you like the show and you've been enjoying it, maybe you're new to us in the month of October, we are around 365 days a year with new ghost stories. And if you'd like access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, which we've created on this very show, become an extra podcast person. That's a person who gets an exclusive extra podcast, as well as all the other stuff I just talked about. Plus our ebook and audiobook, Audible and Amazon bestsellers. You get those for part of the package for free, included with your EPP membership at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. It's Tony and Harper with you here, pre-Halloween.
And we just got back from Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, because that's funny. But there's a lot of people out there. Well, adults will know what Barnes & Noble is. But it's a bookstore. It's where you buy physical copies of books.
And it's awesome. I just got two books about serial killers.
And they are like pretty hefty books. It was in the young adult section.
Yeah.
Because she was first looking at like...
fantasy.
Well, you had an Edgar Allan Poe one. And I said, that'd be really good, honey, but I don't know that you're going to quite grasp all the old English and that sort of thing yet, the way it's written. And then you looked at a couple other ones in that area. And you're like, Dad, the little kid ones are just too little kid. And these other ones are just too far advanced. Like, well, there's the young adult section. I don't think you even knew that existed.
I didn't.
It's weird that you're in there already.
And I come to you with a Capturing the Devil book.
She did. It's what the book was called. Not even kidding. But it was a fantasy book. It wasn't like a guide. It wasn't like a dummy's guide to capturing the devil or
no.
Catching the devil
it's
for dummies.
Like, it's about serial killers.
Yeah. And so it was just it's a big book. I shouldn't say it's scary that you're in that section. It's just like...
Impressive.
I'm very proud of you. And I'm also like, gosh, you're getting big. So
it's also very impressive.
Yes. Have no shame there over there, child. Just... And you shouldn't have shame. You should be proud of
I am.
That.
I'm proud that I'm looking in the young adult section for serial killer books.
Yes. It's always fun when the 9-year-old goes up to the people at the Barnes & Noble. Serial killer sections, where are they? Like, and everybody thinks you're like 12 or 13, and then it's like, how old is she? She's 9. Like, oh God. And that's recent. I've been saying 8 for a long time. Like, this is only in the last month or so where it went up a number. Anyway.
Yeah.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first letter. It says, hi, I started listening to your podcast a few weeks ago and finally don't feel crazy. My husband and I have had experiences many times through our lives. Some positive, some extremely negative. I thought I'd share now that I feel I cannot be met with weird looks. I guess let's start with the week my husband was born. His mother received a Bible from his grandmother. This Bible was sourced from a local church and was chosen at random a few days before his birth. The inside front passage read with his first name only and the timing of his birth, time and date, and his weight, baby stats, not sure what to call that. We have it somewhere. I'll have to find it. After his mom thanked his grandmother for making this gift so personal, she was confused and asked why it was so personal. His mother pointed out the information written on the first page, to which his grandmother noted that she didn't write that information in the Bible and had no idea what time he was born or what his weight was. Furthermore, Throughout his childhood, he would say that his grandmother's friends and strangers on the street would have white or brown auras around them. He was very in tune with other vibes and whether they were good people or not. What's even more interesting is that he doesn't have this ability anymore. I guess when you pass childhood, these abilities fade. He absolutely believes in supernatural happenings. However, he is far more of a day-to-day logical type of personality now. This all shifted quite a bit, though, after an experience he had a few years ago. He was in a negative place mentally and emotionally. One night he started to wake up suddenly and would see a dark figure near his bedside. Shortly after waking, the figure would disappear. This went on for weeks before he told me, but something happened he just couldn't ignore. He woke up with scratches on his leg after seeing this figure at his bedside one night. We tried to debunk it by checking the spacing between the scratches and comparing them with the cats and dogs in the house. We couldn't recreate this. It just wasn't possible. We concluded that this wasn't a coincidence and it had to be related. That day I told him we had to visit a little shop I frequented as a kid, as I knew we needed to fill his room with religious objects for protection, such as a few rosaries, Blessed Mother statues. And ever since we bought these items, nothing has happened. We were talking to a friend of ours who happens to be newly religious about the experience, and he said something that gave me a horrible feeling. He told us that the Bible details that the devil will come to you at your lowest point to try to steal your soul or something to that effect. I told him that I knew this was detailed in the Bible, but I always thought it was a metaphor or something. Like something your dad would say when he cautions you about taking the easy way out. Well, I guess it's not a metaphor. And that had me peeing my pants. We know we're protected by God, but that experience is something I will never forget. Here's some more of my experiences. My grandpa was diagnosed with cancer, and he passed away shortly after. During the months leading up to his decline, he and my grams would sit in the backyard by the pool and watch the butterflies. The only time there was ever so many butterflies in the yard was during this time, making it even more strange. Ever since his passing, I'll see butterflies during important moments in my life or when I'm trying to make a big decision. It's always the same colors, orange, yellow, and black. I saw this type of butterfly when I went to look at wedding invitations and sometimes when I'm deep in thought or just thinking about him. Perhaps the most important time was during my wedding day. One of my bridesmaids said she saw a butterfly fly over the church when my husband and I did our exit at the church. She told me this and I bawled my eyes out. Such an incredible moment, and I know he's watching over me to this day. Even more crazy, my grandma got a tattoo of a butterfly in honor of him, and it's yellow and black. I had never told her specifically the color butterflies I had seen around me. So weird.
Okay, the scratches on the leg is a little extreme.
But what's even weirder was where grandma got that tattoo. I'm kidding.
Hang on, but seriously... Like, and then how they found that quote in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Just the whole, like, I'm not kidding.
The synchronicity of it and how that all kind of just works together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you think about the butterflies?
The butterflies is just really wholesome.
Wholesome? I don't know if wholesome is the right word. It's certainly a warm, fuzzy story.
Yeah, but like, what does wholesome mean?
Wholesome means like healthy and good for you. And
well, so, the thought is healthy and good for you.
Yes, so you're right. It's a good,
I am right.
There you go. Okay, you are right.
Told you.
It's gonna be real fun getting old with you. Honey, I want the Frosted Flakes, please. Could you get that off the shelf for me? You're having kicks. Please? No, that's what you're having, Dad. I have podcasts to do. Can I be on one of them for... No, you cannot. Yes. You cannot be on the air anymore.
Yes, you can, Dad.
It's my empire now.
No, Dad, it's still your empire. Come co-host with me.
But last time you never let me go to the bathroom.
Because you have...
I don't even know where you're going with that.
Because you have stomach problems.
Because your stomach problems. Well, that doesn't mean you still have to let me go to the bathroom when I'm in that sort of state. And I'm like, honey, please.
You were already farting a lot.
Well, yeah, that's true. Don't worry. We're talking, you're going to be old. And I will be old, too. It'll be great, great fun. And we'll live stream it.
Yes, yes, we will.
And we'll do that in 3D hologram effects, or 5D. You'll even get the smells as well. Yes. Because we'll have that sort of technology by that point.
Or 6D. Where you can taste everything as
oh,
well.
Oh, God. And, yeah. Okay. Now we're going
and
on a dark
path. Feel everything.
Okay. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. I'm trying to get to my mouse over here. And every time I go to my mouse, my dog bounces my arm off of my wrist off of his nose. It's like, nope, nope, nope. I got to do the show thing. Can I please? Nope. Saying I need to reach for this mouse over here. Can I? Nope. Thank you. Just go over there. You're not a mouse pad. Okay.
I love that dog.
Really? He doesn't like me using the computer.
He wants attention.
All right. Says, I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of the show and would be honored to have my story shared. I have a few stories I'd like to share and just wanted to start by saying I feel like I've always been prone to spiritual experiences. These spiritual, paranormal experiences have seemed to get stronger within the last couple of years for me. The first story happened in the house that we've been living in for about 9 years now, but this story takes place maybe 1 to 2 years after moving in. My parents are on the phone with my aunt and uncle in the basement, which is 3 floors above the top floor, which is where their bedroom is, and I was in my room, which is beside the basement. Suddenly, we all heard 3 loud bangs come from their room. They were so loud, they sounded like bowling balls being dropped. Even my aunt and uncle heard it and asked what that was. My parents went up to investigate. There was nothing out of place. There was another instance where I was home alone in my room and I could clearly hear someone say, "Hello?" It sounded like they were at a distance away from me, but there's no mistaking what I heard. It was a woman's voice, but it wasn't a familiar one. The most recent story I have comes from a year ago when my godfather passed away unexpectedly. He was quite close with my mom and our family, but I didn't expect him to visit me like he did. The night he passed away, I was standing at the end of my bed and could smell heavy cigarette smoke. Mind you, he was a very heavy smoker, but no one in my house or even neighborhood smokes, and the windows were closed. I walked away from that spot to see if I could smell it anywhere else, but I couldn't. When I returned to the end of the bed, I smelt it again. I took this as a sign of saying goodbye. In this house, I've also had a cluster of very vivid dreams and scary nightmares that can't help but make me feel like they might be paranormal, and I think they're worth mentioning. Me and my grandmother were very close as she used to live with us, and she was very religious. I was never big on religion because I always had my doubts. She told me as a joke after she passed, she would come visit me, and I told her, fine, just do it in a dream so I don't get too scared. After she passed, I had a dream that I was at home alone and it was dark and I could hear someone coming down the stairs. I was too scared to move and the silhouette of a person with a white sheet over them appeared around the corner and looked right at me. I thought to myself, oh, that's not scary at all. It's just a person wearing a white sheet trying to scare me. Then I looked down at the feet of the figure and noticed they didn't have any. When I looked back up, it lunged at me, but my grandmother stepped in front of the figure and held out a hand as if to stop or block them. The sheet flew away and suddenly the sun started shining and energy in the house was no longer scary. She turned around and looked at me and said, you're safe now, but I can't stay forever. And she flew into a light outside. Then I woke up. I've never forgotten this dream and I think it was her way of reaching out to me. My other grandmother also came to me in a dream before she passed. My former pets, including cats, dogs, and fish, have also reached out after they passed and it's always been so comforting. Thank you for taking the time to read this, and I hope to share more in the future.
That's really nice. Because, like, she even said, well, if you're going to visit me, then visit me in a dream, so I'll be a little less scared.
Mm-hmm.
And how after she did pass, she was protecting her.
And it's interesting because I was wondering, okay, well, was this, because it sounds kind of comical. I thought like the ghost was going to lunge at her and it was in like the sheet's going to come off and it was grandma under the ghost costume.
Yeah, me too.
I was thinking like, she's like, gotcha, there I am in the dream. But like that she was is blocking something from coming at her. But I wonder, I don't know. I mean, maybe it was what grandma created for her, just kind of, you know, warning sign of like, don't always rely on something else. You need to rely on you too. That might have been grandma's message there.
Yeah.
In that kind of setting. Like, I don't know if there's like anything like truly dark that was going after. I think it was like a grandma prop and it, you know, that's kind of what she used today.
Grandma prop. We should get a bell for that.
Grandma? No, I don't think I've ever used that word ever, quite honestly. That's the first time I've ever used the term grandma prop. But, you know, a lot of grandmas have a lot of props at their house.
No kidding.
When like grandkids go like, look at all this. Because it's like they don't have like necessarily buckets of toys, but they have props, which I think a lot of times are just random antiques that they accumulated between the time their child leaving the home and a grandchild coming into the world.
Yeah, like the witch legs that grandma has.
The what? The witch legs? Yeah, it's like all these things are you know, props or they're toys and it's like, yeah. This is just like, you know, 10, 20 years of garage selling, being an empty nester, and now it's like toys for the grandkids.
Come here, my children. I have some creepy dolls for you to play with.
Yeah, the thing is, your grandma just doesn't talk like that.
I know.
And that's like a funny thing, you know, like, cause that's like the image you see on television. But it's funny, like, grandmas today and great-grandmas, it's like...
They're cool. They want to take you shopping and go have tea.
And so many of them like do not. The principle of looks has changed so dramatically in the last, you know,
10, 20, 50,000 years.
No, I'd say about 50 years or so. I mean, when I, you know, pictured my grandma and the way that you see your grandma, it's like totally different ages and like dramatically different in looks. A lot of the ladies, I would say, not all of them, but I think of my grandma's generation, kind of started to look like grandmas around the age of 40, 45-ish, and then kind of just maintained that look. And sometimes it's hard to tell when you look at pictures where it's like, is she 45 or is she 65?
Or is she 85?
And it's like, and then all the pictures through the years, it's hard to tell because she still looks the same. It's like they just, many of them just adopted old at a very young age.
They're like vampires.
And that was the thing. I don't know. It just kind of seems, but today it's very different.
Yeah, they're like vampires.
Exactly. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's do a caller. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Hello, this is Chris again from Alabama. I got another story to relate. Happened when I was 16. My father rented this house on street in Greenville. I'm not gonna say the name of the street, but it's an old shotgun house. I don't know if you know what a shotgun house is. Basically, it's like a old tenant farmer house that had been added on to, and I lived in the middle part of this house and next to what used to be the kitchen, and I slept there. And anyway, I always felt like a positive feeling in this place, and but you know, I had to get into like doing meditation and everything because I found some of my father's old hippie books on transcendental meditation, and I was like practicing. And I would like go to the adjacent room, which used to be the kitchen, and I'd sit in this rocking chair, and I'd just look out the window and just zone out. And this one occasion, I zoned out, and I heard my aunt holler she needed help. And she lived down the road in another house down the street. And I thought that was odd, so I got up and I ran to the front living room, and there's my father sitting in his chair that he always sat in front of the TV watching All the Family. And I said, was Aunt Winky just here? That's my aunt's name. And Daddy said, no, son, she's not. Not even two hours later comes my aunt. asking Daddy to come take and watch after her landlord's wife while he go rush her to the hospital because she had got drunk and broke the glass coffee table and cut her leg. So she had to go to the hospital. And so I'm standing there with my father over there, you know, while he's standing outside and we're talking, and Daddy looked at me and said, "Son, this is what you were dreaming about back there, wouldn't you?" And I said, "I think I was. It was." And that was crazy. You know, there'd be other instances where, like, my father, I'd see my father come through in another set of clothes. And then here comes my dad in through the back door. And I said, "Daddy, I just saw you. How'd you change clothes that quick?" I said, "Daddy's like, I wasn't in the house." It's like, well, that's odd, you know. It's stuff like that. And I've had dreams over the house where I dream about tornadoes. Now, for the rest of my life, whenever I have dreams about a tornado, it would be the markation of something eventful in my life that would happen. And I still have those dreams to this day. And every time I have a vivid dream about a tornado, I know something's going to happen. And separation. So, but I just thought that would be an interesting story for y'all to sort of conversate over. But I love what y'all do, and keep up the good work. I'm always listening. Thank you.
The tornado.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously, it's something scary. It's something you should be afraid of.
Sure.
But to have a dream like that, and then something eventful to happen,
mm-hmm.
like something bad.
It's an omen, is what that is.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to have an omen that follows me. We hear a lot of that in calls where it's like, every time I have a dream with so-and-so in it, someone dies. Or whenever this happens, then he was more generic, saying something eventful happens. You know, and that eventful could be taken big or, you know, good or bad. I mean,
yeah.
There's good eventful, there's bad eventful. But then if you have that tornado, it's like, I guess you hold your breath until you find out what that is. That would be very anxiety provoking.
I know, but if you had that omen, you would just kind of have to prepare your emotions for what's about to happen.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, really would.
Although it is kind of like how I think I live day to day half the time with my mind and my anxiety, where it's like you're just always kind of sitting on the edge waiting for, okay, is the cliff right here? Or is there another layer down there? Or is something going to fall on me? Or what, you know, it's, yeah. So I'm always kind of, you know, like that. But let's go on our next caller, 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Just trying to pull it up right here.
Yeah.
And here we go.
Hey guys, Joe from Georgia again. Calling in for another story. I heard my other two stories recently aired, and just want to say appreciate that. One thing I didn't mention in my other stories was I am a police officer. I work full-time from one agency, and I work for another agency part-time. Well, for the part-time agency, the police department and the city hall are both located in an old schoolhouse that's over 100 years old. I was told by a bunch of people that the place is haunted. I really didn't know what to believe, and one night while working late by myself, I started hearing what to me seemed like a bunch of people talking, like you would hear a bunch of kids in the cafeteria with multiple conversations going on at the same time. I stuck my head out the office door and the noise went away. And as a police officer, I wanted to investigate it. So I turned off the air system just to make sure it wasn't that, and you know, giving me a false noise, making me think it was something that's not really there. So after I turned it off, I waited for a little while, and the noise came back again. It sounded like multiple conversations going on by a bunch of different people. So I knew it wasn't that. Another time, I was working late, and the elevator door, which was installed not too long before that incident, The elevator door opened up, closed, went to the second floor, closed, and then came back down. And I heard some, what I believe were footsteps. I mentioned that to my chief a few days later on, and he told me one night while he was working late, he heard what he thought were footsteps on the second floor, and he said the footsteps are very distinct, like a hard heel shoe, and then it sounded like a set of keys dropped to hit the floor. He said next thing he heard was the dragging of the keys as someone picking up off the floor, and then that was it. He thought maybe maintenance was working late at that evening and realized that it's 10 o'clock at night, no one's there. And second, the floors were taken off and sent off to be repurposed. So he knew there was no way someone could be walking upstairs. He said after that incident, he made sure that he didn't stay late at night or he's got another officer with him. Another time, I was driving past the police department and it looked like someone was standing in the doorway, inside the doorway, where I could see from the waist up to the head. It was just a dark silhouette, black as black, which made it very distinct. I stopped the patrol car, backed up, and drove past the police department several more times just to make sure I wasn't seeing the optical illusion of something inside the building. And I never saw what I saw the first time. So, just wanted to pass that on, you know, figured it'll be more stories from there, and I'll give you a call, you know, about that. And Tony, just to answer a question of yours from about a year prior, you mentioned about Dan Aykroyd being in some kind of paranormal show. The show he was in was called PSI Factor. It was a bunch of scientists that traveled around the U.S. investigating all paranormal phenomena. Just figured to pass that on to you. Hope you guys have a good night.
I want to look that up because that sounds like, okay, that's not the one I'm thinking of. This, I've never heard of this one, but that looked kind of cool. I've never seen this one. But the one I remember him being in, he was like this may be a total Mandela effect thing, but I thought there was one where he played a preacher. It wasn't a very long run show. You would have no recollection of this, Harp, because this was been like 20 some years ago. Let's just see, Dan.
Right. Did you fart?
No, I did not. But I think your dog may have.
Okay.
Or, no, is that, I don't know what that is. I think he may have barfed a little bit. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
Want to hear something funny?
What?
So one of the schools in my district actually has a graveyard right beside it. Mm-hmm. So, like, every time I drive past it, I always say, and that's where the bad kids go.
To the other kids?
No.
Okay. Okay. You just to yourself?
Yeah. Like, when you and me are driving in the car.
Okay.
You probably never heard me say it.
No.
But yeah, I always say that.
Oh, okay. Like, no, I get on the bus intercom and say it. Just grab it real quick. That's where the bad kids go. I could see that being the case. Anyway, me and Harper, we have a new video series that you can watch now on our YouTube channel. You can catch it on our website. You can catch it on Facebook. You can catch it on Instagram and TikTok as well. TikTok is kind of our main base for it, for the stuff. It's on all, it's like little snippets and stuff. YouTube, all that has the full long form. It's like typically about a 15-minute or so piece. It's called Dad, Daughter, and the Dead. And it's us going out to locations with a lot of history, hauntings, and things like that. And we do some investigating.
And joking around.
And a lot of joking around. It's like listening to the show, but you can see us. And you can see Harper being the smart ass that she is.
Oh, come on. And I'm not an ass, but I am definitely smart.
That's just what you call someone when you're just so quick and with all your smart answers. So you can catch that. Be watching for it on all of our social media platforms. But if you want to go to a TikTok and find it at Dad, Daughter, and Dead. At Dad, Daughter, and Dead on TikTok. And follow us there. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, and I'm going to go get some Lysol or something and clean up this whatever came out of you, Sting.
Barf.
I don't
bones,
know. I don't.
Blood.
Oh, no.
Kidney.
Okay. Heart. I'm turning your mic off. If you want to support the show, become an EPP Extra Podcast Person, sign up ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Harper and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.